जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, जमुना तीरा बनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतपाय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत भक्ति सिद्धांत सतवी ठाकुर गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की, ग्रंथा श्रीमद भागवतम की निताई गौर प्रेमानंद। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोबेष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरो वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। नमः ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीन इति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणी वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। तो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 एंड चैप्टर 13 इन द सेकेंड लास्ट क्लास। टुमारो द 12 कैंटो लास्ट क्लास एंड अगेन वी विल बिगिन फर्स्ट कैंटो। तो श्रीमद् भागवतम 12 कैंटो एंड चैप्टर 13 द ग्लोरीज ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम टेक्स्ट 20। नमस्तस्मै भगवते वासुदेवाय साक्षिणे, यह इदं कृपया कस्मै व्यासचक्षे मोक्षवे। नमस्तस्मै भगवते वासुदेवाय साक्षिणे, यह इदं कृपया कस्मै व्यासचक्षे मोक्षवे। नमस्तस्मै भगवते वासुदेवाय साक्षिणे, यह इदं कृपया कस्मै व्यासचक्षे मोक्षवे। वैष्णवास नमस्तस्मै वैष्णवे वासुदेवाय साक्षिणे, इदं कृपया कस्मै व्यासचक्षेम मोक्षवे। नमस्तस्मै भगवते वासुदेवाय साक्षिणे, य इदं कृपया कस्मै व्यासचक्षेम मोक्षवे। नमस्तस्मै भगवते वासुदेवाय साक्षिणे, यह इदं कृपया कस्मै व्यासचक्षेम मोक्षवे। माताजी नमस्तस्मै भगवते वासुदेवाय साक्षिणे, यह इदं कृपया कस्मै व्यासचक्षेम मोक्षवे। ट्रांसलेशन। वी ऑफर आवर ऑबेसेंस टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड लॉर्ड वसुदेव द ऑल प्रोवाइडिंग विटनेस who mercifully explained the science to the Brahma when he anxiously desired salvation. So, no purport, we will go next verse. Text 21. Yogindraya namastasmai, yogitara namastasmai, sukaya brahma rupine, sansara sarpa dashtamyo, vishnu rata amamochat. Translation and purport by disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. I offer my humble obeisances to Sri Sukadeva Goswami, the best of the mystic sages and the personal manifestation of the absolute truth. He said Maharaj Parikshit, who was bitten by the snake of material existence. Purport. Sudh Goswami now offer obeisances to his own spiritual master, Sukadev Goswami, Sri Vrindavan. Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur clarified that just as Arjuna was placed into material confusion so that Bhagavad Gita might be spoken, so the King Parikshit, a pure liberated devotee of the Lord, was cursed to die so that Srimad Bhagavat might be spoken. Actually, King Parikshit is the Vishnu Rat, eternally under the protection of the Lord. Sukadeva Goswami liberated the king from his so-called illusion to exhibit the merciful nature of the pure devotee and the enlightening effect of his association. Now in this chapter, we can find the title and chapter shirshak entitled Glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. The glories of Srimad Bhagavatam here described in this chapter, and we are witnessing many days. The devotees are exactly explaining how the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam in many ways. And this Srimad Bhagavatam here mentioned in the from 1st canto to the 12th canto, in the many places, the essence of Vedas. The from 1st canto, if you want to search, the from 1st canto to 12th canto, in the last chapter also, the mention that this Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all the Vedas. Now I am going to focus on this essence part, because this Srimad Bhagavatam glories is we are going to discuss. In the first canto, there are three chapters, fourth and fifth and sixth. There is this description of the Vyas Deva and Narada Munis. Now the Sri Vyas Deva sitting on his hermitage in Badrika Ashram, meditating. In meditation, he saw something. There were the great personalities. They just sit in meditation and they can see so many things. They can see in meditation, they can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Lotus Feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they can see the future of this age of Kali Yuga. And the Vyasadeva, being the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his meditation, he saw the age of Kali, the nature of the people, the life of the people, what they are doing, what they are going to do, life duration of their. Everything in meditation he saw, and in conclusion he came to the conclusion, I have to do something. Do something rather in the people of Kali Yuga. So general thinking of general people of the Kali Yuga, in this way Vyasadeva decided to do something for the people. In this way, he divided the Vedas, in the one Veda, into the four Vedas. There is only one Veda that time, but just people knows, that a scholar knows, Yajur Veda. And he saw something, Chatur Hotram Karma Suddham Prajanam Viksh Vaikshamam. Chatur Hotram मतलब चार प्रकार के यज्ञ. And by thinking in this way, he divided that Veda in the fourth part and given the one one part, one one Veda, the one one Veda, he gave one one his one one disciple. And in the in this way, he divided Vedas in the four part, Yajurveda in the fourth part, and also he did the job of writing the Mahabharata and Puranas. He explained the Mahabharata and Purana, everything he did. And everything was finished, he again finds something unusual in his heart. He was not satisfied fully, though he has given everything for the general people, for the Kali Yuga people, but in his heart he was not fully satisfied. And he was thinking, I have given everything, though I am not satisfied. For this reason he was reflecting himself, ki what mistake I did, what subject matter I missed out from this Grantha, Bhagavatam, Puranat, Itihasat, what I missed. Then maybe I missed the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am not fully glorified in the Vedas, in the Puranat and Itihasat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was thinking in this way. And that time Narad Muni appears. The Narad Muni appears and Narad Muni explain what happened exactly. The Narad Muni said, Prabhupada, this beautiful chapter, 4th, 5th and 6th, very, very details, and that chapter Prabhupada writes in purport. Then Narad Muni exactly find out what was the problem. And Narad Muni says, ki you gave everything in the Vedas, you present everything, but pure devotional service, pure bhakti, you presented not fully, but here and there, something like. So what did Vyasadeva? The Vyasadeva thinking, if people are Kali Yuga, people in general, they are not so intelligent. So what did it? He gave the Karmakand, Gyanakand, many other philosophies, Mimamsa, like this, many philosophies they gave into the Vedas. And Vyasadeva's thought was, he was thinking, he thought, ki if I give fully, maybe people of general, they will not able to understand the pure Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhakti. Then he, in this way, he's thinking, he gave just, you just do this work, you will get this thing. कि आप एक थोड़ा सा एक काम कर लो, इसके बदले में आपको मिल जाएगा. आई इन दिस वे इफ पीपल गो थ्रू द वेदास फाइंडिंग समथिंग, दे विल कम टू स्लोली स्लोली पाथ ऑफ द डिवोशनल सर्विस. तो नारद मुनि सेज, दिस इज नॉट गुड, दिस इज वेरी वेरी डिफिकल्ट, एंड पीपल कम फॉर द भक्ति इन द वेदास, एंड इफ यू आर गिविंग सो मच दिस, डू दिस थिंग और गेट, you will get this thing, people will attract, and they leave the bhakti, they will leave the bhakti, they will just attach to this finding something. Therefore, you are not fully glorified, you are not given fully the glorification, the personality of Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees. The Vyasadeva exactly, the Vyasadeva understood, Vyasadeva just listening from his spiritual master. And exactly Narad Muni finding out these things in details. So we can understand when we approach the Vedas, something like when we approach our laptop, we will open laptop for something, finding out something, search. And we just open our laptop and we click something to search. There is something pop up in other thing. And it so attractive, that the popping sub so attractive, you forget our search and thought comes in mind, let's see what is. And we click on that. And when we clicking on that and going, and we go on and when inside so much deity, we forget our real search. What we are doing and sitting on what we are going to do. In this regard, one story I heard in long back, something like 2000 or 2001, but not exactly remembering who said, but the lesson is very great. So one time, just like Prabhupada gave order as to preaching moment, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the order, go and preach, like Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, go and preach. The Prabhupada also gave the order to his follower, go and preach. The preaching process is from beginning, not just only the Kali Yuga. Preaching process is happening in the beginning days, in the Satyugas. Devotees are preaching. The one time one devotee was preaching and glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead and devotees and one village and glorifying the Vaikuntha of Lanet or everything. And in this way, people attracted him and came to him, and he was just giving classes and everything. And after some time, the decision was, let's go to the Vaikuntha. The devotee's power was so much, he can directly took away, matlab, taking the devotees to the Vaikuntha. And preacher was so happy, because preacher informed the Supreme Personality of God and men, just we inform our, just like previously disciple of Prabhupada informs Srila Prabhupada what happened in the Sichatan Mahavacharitan Charitamrita, what happened, Haridas Thakur reporting to the Sichatan Mahaprabhu, what Nityananda Prabhu did today, what Jagaya Dhanmadaya did, everything was reporting. The similarly, that preacher was also reporting the Supreme Personality of Godhead to them, what happened. So tomorrow I will bring the hundreds of devotees to you, my dear Supreme, my dear Lord. And Lord said, oh, wonderful. Many, many, hundreds of devotees, my devotees are coming. And here, devotee came and everyone was ready. Let's go to the Vaikuntha. And hundreds of people, devotees are joyfully just waiting. Where is my preacher? Where is Prabhuji? And now Prabhuji arrives and says, let's go. Everyone started walking. Prabhuji was just walking ahead, and everyone was behind. Or Prabhuji was in so ecstasy. He was in thought of Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotees. He was just walking. And he would come to the Vaikuntha planet, near the gate of the Vaikuntha, and thus saw the Supreme Personality Godhead waiting. And the Lord says, oh, my dear devotees, where did the people, where did other devotees? Where the devotees? And the devotees, Prabhuji replies, yes, they're coming, they are here. The Lord said, where they are? So the devotees, preacher said, here, behind. Lord said, behind? There is nobody. The preacher looked behind and saw, really nobody was there. He was so amazed. So see, ki hundreds of people just coming behind me, now here nobody is appearing, nobody is... Then he says, just Lord, wait, I am going to see what happened. He came again. And he saw, on the way, actually people start walking behind him to go to Vaikuntha, go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the Prithvi Loka, they just start walking up and they saw different planets. They saw moon planet, Swarga Loka, Bhor Loka, Jana Loka, Tap Loka. And they're thinking this way, which place are these? Our earthly planet is not so beautiful, but this place look like so beautiful. Let's go and see. In this way, few people, that the Chandra Loka, Surya Loka, Tap Loka, in this way, started visiting, just inquisitive to see the planet. And he attracted was the beauty of that planet. They entered that planet and never came back. In this way, last person was remaining, and he was attracted with the Brahma Loka, Brahma planet, Brahma Loka planet. He saw the so much beauty and so peaceful everyone, and he attracted, and he also went. In this way, everyone was coming behind that preacher, not able to go to Vaikuntha because of attraction was so much. So much attracted by the different planetary system, different planet, and their beauties, and their enjoyment tendencies. And in this way, nobody came to the Vaikuntha planet. And he came to the planet and said, "Sorry, Lord, nobody came. Everyone is attracted to the different planet, and they went there." The lesson from this, in this Puranas, although Vyasadev divided one Vedas into four, and Itihasas, Mahabharatas, Puranas, everything, he gave something like this different planetary system, attraction of this planetary system. In between, he put us the bhakti. The people come for the bhakti, to attract to the bhakti, and when they approach the Vedas, they find so many things, so many attractive things in the Vedas. And they forget the bhaktis, and they attach to their footy activities, karmakanda like this. Therefore, Narada Muni, being a exalted Vaishnavas, being the great devotee of the Supreme Personality, Lord, he find out what was the problem exactly to the Vyasadeva. Therefore, in the fifth chapter, there we can find after in this way, Vyasadeva again compiles Srimad Bhagavatam, pure devotional service. He was given everything before, but with mixed something. But in this way, essence was missing. That after the Narada Muni instruction, Vyasadeva compiled, again edited, and gave that Srimad Bhagavatam in form of the essence, sar ke roop mein prastut kiya. Vedo ka sar, इतिहास महाभारत जो भी है पुराण जो भी है सबका सार उन्होंने अभी श्रीमद् भागवतम के रूप में दे दिया. Therefore, Sri Prabhupada mentioned श्रीमद् भागवतम is the essence of the all the Vedas, Puranas, Itihasas and Mahabharatas. To be many times we just heard this is the essence of the Vedas, but Prabhupada says in the one of his purport ki this is Srimad Bhagavatam is essence of the four Vedas, Puranas, Itihasas, Purana and Itihas, essence of the all. Therefore, we can see there is one sloka comes in, ki hanso sukla bako sukla, ko bhedo hans bakayo, nira chira viveketun hanso hansa bako baka. लोग बोल रहे हैं क्या बकबक चल रहा है. तो हंसो शुक्ल बको शुक्ल तेहरे सही श्लोका कि तो स्वान इज ऑल्सो वाइट एंड बका बगला इज ऑल्सो वाइट. व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन टू. दोनों देखने में एक जैसा लग रहा है. दे आर बोथ वाइट. तो स्वान इज वाइट, बका इज वाइट. What is the difference between both? Nira chira viveketun hamso hamsa baku baka. Therefore, many times we can see our Prime Minister Narendra Modi many times quoted ki nira chira vivek. We have to do nira chira. Many talks he mentions just nira chira viveka. Because he is the Shastra. Nira chira vivekun hamso hamsa bako baka. If you put milk and water mixed with milk and water, you mix it. Who can separate the milk and water? Separate. Take out the milk from the water.
If somebody put the milk and water, who is the qualified person? Who is the qualified person to bring out the milk from that mixed water? Here it says that only the qualified person, one is qualified, that person only can bring the milk from the water. They can separate the milk from that water. Other person, other people are not able to do that thing. They will just drink mixed water with water with one drop of milk. They will think this is the milk. But the quality of the Paramhamsa, here this thing, the quality of the Hamsa, if you put the water mixed with water and milk put in front of the bagla, he would not able to take out the milk and separate the water and milk. But if put the milk and water mixed together and put in front of the swan, hamsa, they will easily take out the milk and just keep the remain water. The water will remain and just they will take the milk essence. Therefore, here is saying, Paramhansa like Narad Muni, like our Acharyas, they are Paramhansas. The Narad Muni here is like Paramhansa. Now, Vyasdev did everything he mixed up. Everything is mixed up in the Vedas and says, you find, you just take the bhakti, you find it. But Prabhupada is saying in Tatpar, the people are puzzled. And they are not able to find the real path. They are not able to decide which path we have to follow, which path we have to take. They are not, the Prabhupada used the puzzle. The confusion, puzzle. They are not able to decide where to go, how to go, how to purify ourselves. Nothing. Because everything was mixed. Not able. Therefore, we need something like swan, hamsa. Therefore, call them hamsa. And here we call paramhamsa. Paramhamsa. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhans Parivajaka Acharya. The paramhamsa qualities. The Narad Muni, being a Paramhansa, he immediately understood. What you do, you just milk, you mixes milk and water, everything. You are not giving the pure milk. If you give the pure milk, if the pure milk people drink, then they will remain healthy. How long people will survive drinking water? Maybe 2 months, 40 days, 30 days, 50 days, 60 days. How long? How long survive with water? And yes, Sukhdev Goswami, we are in that chapter, in the first canto, fourth chapter. So Goswami means, Sukhdev Goswami is surviving on the milk. The milk's quality is there. Therefore, we can understand, like Narada Muni is the Paramhamsa, he can immediately bring out the essence of that mixing. What Vyasdev mixes, he immediately find out the essence of the Vedas. This is the essence immediately gave to the Vyasdev, and Vyasdev immediately become happy. Yes, you missing this, you did this. You should not, but you did. Therefore, we can see, we have here Srimad Bhagavatam in the form of the Veda, in essence form of the all the Vedas. And here, beautifully given by the purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Actually, this is the glories of the Acharyas, our Acharyas Parampara system. They took the essence from the Vedas. They know the condition of our condition in the Kali Yuga people. Therefore, they took every acharya accepted, every parampara acharya and pure devotees accepted the Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of the all the Vedas. In this way, we can see we have in front of us Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the book, in the form of the books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Now we can focus the few aspects of the Srimad Bhagavatam. There is the first is the authority of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is everything in this from Prabhupada purport, Tatpar, Prabhupada's lecture, conversation. That authority of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now we saw the essence, how the Narad Muni bring the essence of the Vedas to the Vyasadeva, and we have Srimad Bhagavatam. Now the first point is authority of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And here mentioned, if we walked out and we go somewhere, many people say the Srimad Bhagavatam is not written by the Vyasadeva, but written by the Bopayan or something like something, or some person like. That's not the original Vyasadeva. But our authority is here. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that our authority, Sridhar Swami said, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed, Sridhar Swami is the Acharya, he is the perfect authority of the parampara. The Sridhar Swami saying that the bona fide Srimad Bhagavatam is written by the Vyasadeva, and this is the essence of the all the Vedas. And this authority of the Vedas mentioned in the Matsya Purana. The Matsya Purana is the oldest Purana. It is mentioned, Prabhupada said some places. The Matsya Purana is the oldest Purana. And about Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned in the Matsya Purana. The conversation between Ambarish Maharaj and Gautam Rishi. Matsya Purana conversation between Ambarish Maharaj and Gautam Rishi is mentioned, and Gautam Muni saying to giving instruction to the Ambarish Maharaj, you have to read every day Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is not Kaliyuga talk, this is many Satyuga, something Satyuga. And that era, the Gautam Rishi is mentioning in the Matsya Purana to the Ambarish Maharaj. We heard from the Srimad Bhagavatam how the Ambarish Maharaj is the pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here, Gautam Muni is explaining, you should read every day Srimad Bhagavatam. The confirmation is clear, authority of the Srimad Bhagavatam is here given. And Sri Prabhupada's side, we can found that our authority is Sridhar Swami, our authority is the Jiva Goswami, he is the greatest scholar. Our authority is Sanatan Goswami, commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Our authority is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. He is the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada himself, he did the commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, and many other books. So these people are actually our authorities. This is the authority of the Srimad Bhagavatam mentioned in the many oldest Puranas about Srimad Bhagavatam. Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, the greatest authority of this parampara system in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can have Sunday Brachan Prabhu very wonderfully explaining glories of Srimad Bhagavatam by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Devanand Pandit, Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Chaitanya Bhagavatam, very wonderfully described. So the greatest authority is the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The authority of the first the authority of the Srimad Bhagavatam is here described in this way. So we can see our authorities, many many acharyas are accepting Srimad Bhagavatam as the essence of the Vedas. And second thing is explanation of the all Vedic literature. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of the all Vedic literature, as I explained before. Therefore, it is says in the Brahma Sutra, in the Garuda Purana, mentioned in the Gayatri Mantra, just in the few class back, yesterday's, yeah, the few class, the Gayatri Mantra is mentioned. Gaurgulas Prabhu beautifully explained about Gayatri Mantra in the, from the first word of the Vedas are Srimad Bhagavatam and the last chapter of the Bhagavatam, 12th canto, the Gayatri Mantra. Therefore, you can understand the explanation of the, all the Vedas in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam, essence. Just like first came the sound vibration, Om. The first came Om, from Om, the Gayatri Mantra, eminent from Gayatri Mantra come to the Bhagavatam, or come to the Vedas. The first Om, nobody understand Om's. Then come then the Sutra form, Gayatri Mantra, very very, and explanation of the Gayatri Mantra comes in the form of the Vedas, very very washed. Again people are able to understand. The Vyas Deva compiled the whole Vedas in the Sutra form, is called Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. The Vedanta Sutra, we are not able to understand the Vedanta Sutra, one sutra, one line, we are not able to understand how to open it. Then the form of the Veda come to the sutra, again sutra's explanation come in the form of the Vedas. Therefore we can see the, all the Vedas, everything comes in the Mahabharatas, Puranas, Itihasas, everything comes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Second, third is called, all predictions become true. Whatever is given in Veda or Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see few things like Chanakya Pandit, about Chanakya Pandit, Chandragupta Maurya, Samrat, Ashokas, that prediction become truth. About Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in 11th cantos, that become truth, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The everything, whatever given in the Vedas, become the truth. Therefore, if the lover of the Vedas, of the follower of the Vedas, we have trust and faith in our this essence of the Veda, Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, we can find this devotee explain each word, each line and each word of Srimad Bhagavatam is the truth. If the Srimad Bhagavatam says something to happen in the future, will happen in the future. Because it is proven here, certain thing is happen. The Chanakya Muni, Chanakya Pandit, Samrat Ashoka, Chandragupta, like happen, everything is proven by in Vedas, or Srimad Bhagavatam, is it true? The Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, either if Srimad Bhagavatam saying, either men saying, Sudh Goswami, Sukhdev Goswami, is saying, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of the, all the Vedas, we have to accept true, the essence of the Bhagavatam, because Bhagavatam is true. Everything is written here is going to 100% true. Third thing is saying, ki supreme Vedic literature. This is the supreme Vedic literature, because he this essence of the, all the Vedas. Therefore, he the Srimad Bhagavatam, the supreme literature of the, all the Vedas. And therefore, we can see that fifth quality is, fifth aspect is the spotless literature. Spotless Purana is Srimad Bhagavatam, is spotless Purana in the mention. And therefore, in this. And one aspect is, we can say the result of reciting and result of reciting and hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tavsar Prabhupada says, Sukhdev Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit, both attend the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself regularly hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the Gadadhar Pandit in the Jagannath Puri, in the Tota Gopinath Mandir. Every day the routine was Srimad Bhagavatam. He was eager to hear from Gadadhar Pandit every day, going to hear Srimad Bhagavatam Gadadhar. And Sikh is saying, effect of the regular attendance in the Srimad Bhagavatam class. This is the Prabhupada Purport, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Sloka 18. So regular attendance in the class of Srimad Bhagavatam by rendering service the Supreme Pure Devotee, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, rendering the service of the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And the loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who praises with the transcendental song established. The Prabhupada writes in some purport. And regular study of the Srimad Bhagavatam, one aspect of the regular study of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada appealing to his follower here is, I am very much stressing at this point that all of my students shall be very much convergent with the philosophy of the Krishna consciousness, and that they should read our books very diligently and list one or 2 hours daily, and to try to understand the subject matter of various of the angles. This is the Srila Prabhupada's appeal to the follower of his follower to regular study of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Again, Srila Prabhupada, understanding Srimad Bhagavatam, this is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya, instruction to the Sanatana Goswami. Srimad Bhagavatam is to be understood by the devotional service and from the devotee. The Srimad Bhagavatam understand by the devotional service and from the devotee, and not by anyone's own intelligence and by academic commentary. This is the Srila Prabhupada given in TLC. Meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam, the third canto, 19th chapter. The Srimad Bhagavatam literally means the pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, and his devotees. Purpose of the every religion, the other aspect is the purpose of the every religion. Prabhupada saying, and one lecture, ki either you be a Hindu or a Muslim or the Buddhist or the Christian, whatever you like, but it's give you the hint what is the purpose of religion. The purpose of religion is to be develop your love of Godhead. In the one of the lecture, Sri Prabhupada said. So this is the few aspects of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And today's class was the second last class, today's the 12th canto last class given by Baldev Prabhu. And again we will begin the first cantos, and as we can see, the now we start taking darshan, Supreme Personality of God, darshan from the lotus feet and coming toward the forehead and coming into the Lord's hairs, and again we are going to see the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.
कर दिया।